listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, the only true and living God, who loves us so dearly, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is Wait on the Lord, Part 1. My scripture is Psalm 41 through 6, which states, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering has thou not required. My text is Psalm 41, which states, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. David is accredited with writing this psalm. The occasion may be conjured to have been his restoration to his throne after the brief usurpation of Absalom. Absalom was the third son of King David. Absalom undermined his father's judicial system and declared himself king. King David had to flee for his life. David wants his listener to know that he was not impatient when it comes to the Lord. You have to trust and give him your time. There is an air of excitement surrounding this writer. He seems to suggest that if you wait patiently on the Lord, something good will happen. He is not talking about hearsay or gossip. He makes a personal statement. He begins with the personal pronoun I. This is based on his experience. I waited. He is not in a hurry. He waited patiently on the Lord. As a result of waiting patiently on the Lord, he inclined unto me, literally bent towards me, and heard my cry, that is, answered it, gave me what I prayed for. God also brought him out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay. A pit in his day was a place where people were put to prevent escape. A pit was shaped like a bottle, with the base being larger and the top smaller. The walls were slick, so you could not climb out. The only way out was when someone would give you a rope and pull you out. Many dungeon cells were designed to have a pit for criminals. No one ever escaped. Joseph was put in a pit and later sold into slavery. Miry clay is like deep mud. It is spongy. And horrible pit and the miry clay are two very striking expressions, which may well represent, figuratively, the wretchedness and peril of a man that is deep down in the mire of sin and guilt, and on those whose conscience the load of guilt presses so heavily that he seems to be sinking, to have no standing, as if he must soon be swallowed up in misery and despair. How great the change from sinking in a pit! David is lifted up and set upon a rock. How apt and beautiful the figure is set forth, the change in the repentant's position, when, after being weighted down by sin, he is lifted up and set firmly on a rock with his course of life established. He had put a new song in my mouth. Trouble impoverishes the children of this world, but enriches the children of God. As St. Paul says, if our hope in Christ were an illusion, Christians would be of all men most pitiable. Just as one who has been left heir to an immense fortune and then by discovery of a later will loses all, is far poorer than he was before. But as our hope is no illusion, but a living hope, resting on the living Savior and the word of the living God, and this life is immensely the richer for it. The new song of which the text speaks is one to learn which the heart must be tutored in the school of trouble. David sang a song of praise. Deliverance is sweetest, most joyful in the exercise of God's love, power, care, and answer to prayer, the fulfillment of promise. Forgiveness of sin is, of all God's good gifts, that which most reveals his love and compassion for the unworthy and disobedient, and in the provision of atonement. Herein is love. David had a song of deepened experience, enriched spiritual life, wiser, stronger, humbler faith. When tribulation has wrought patience, when our extreme has been God's opportunity, and his presence has grown more real, his promises more precious, and the full of comfort. When we have learned to pray as never before, and prayer has been answered, when we have been made to feel our own utter weakness, and our Savior's strength has been perfected in us, then the very trial which threatened to confound and uproot our faith, because the school in which we learn to trust God and know him, and therefore to praise him as never before. So we gain some foretaste of the new song, sung before the throne. Measles outbreak expands in West Texas, around county with low vaccination rate, by Deidre MacPhillips, CNN, Friday, February 7, 2025. About 1 in 5 unvaccinated people in the U.S. who get measles will be hospitalized, according to the CDC. A measles outbreak is growing in a rural area of West Texas, where vaccination rates are well below the recommended level. In late January, 2 children in Gaines County were hospitalized for measles. On Wednesday, the state health department shared in a health alert that the number of confirmed cases had grown to 6. As of Friday afternoon, the outbreak had jumped to 14 confirmed cases and 6 probable cases among people who are symptomatic and had close contact with infected individuals. Zach Holbrooks, executive director of the South Plains Public Health District, told CNN. Investigations are ongoing, as cases have been identified in parts of the region that are outside the Gaines County line, where the first cases were reported. All the cases are believed to be among people who are not vaccinated against measles, Holbrook said, and most of them are in children. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one. Be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you. Your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum.